This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No Hot Take Tuesday. Today we have more pressing issues, specifically whether Dan will get a pie pressed in his face along with me this morning. So it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. 8:15 this morning. Pies will happen.
Pie-mageddon.
Pie-mageddon 2025 will happen. We played War and Cherry Pie. We played American Pie. We're playing all the pie songs this morning.
I think those are the only pies.
Yeah, those are the only ones I know.
How about Smashing Pumpkins pie? No, that doesn't work. Kind of-ish. It's in the ballpark.
Not even.
But anyway, producer Dan had some feelings after yesterday's show when our boss Sal ruled that after the shenanigans of what happened collecting toys North Shore versus South Shore, that I should take both pies in the face.
Wasn't my decision. The boss ruled.
However,
and then Carson called me a rat.
North Shore, Best Shore, we went into this together, and even, you know, shenanigans aside, we lost. We got smoked, too. Not even close. I was trying to get us close, Dan. I was trying to get us the dub, right? But she lapped us. We collected like 500-something toys. She collected almost 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lost fair and square, even after my shenanigans.
It's astounding how you can just talk out of both sides of that mouth. It just really is an absolute gift, and I'm here for it.
You can't leave your battle buddy behind, Dan.
But your battle buddy tried to sneak something in when didn't tell him.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Carson's getting two pies because of his shenanigans that he didn't bring me in on, that he was planning in DMs
for
weeks.
But now you're a rat.
Yeah.
And then Dan doesn't want to get a pie, so he's out.
That's I didn't make
not
the rule.
It. He did not
Sal
make the rule.
Not me.
How
you
dare
cheated.
You? How dare you?
But you didn't stand up and say, no, we lost.
Because he didn't do anything wrong.
Loud.
So should I take the pie or not?
Heather,
am I being a traitor?
Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Good morning. I don't think he should take the pie. I said that yesterday, and I'm going to say it again. No pie.
Why is that?
Because he didn't do anything. You took the check. You were all gloating yesterday saying, oh, I got the check. And now you're like, oh, well, you're on my team, Dan. Like,
we did lose, though, Heather, right? Regardless of the check,
this is the first time you're saying that, by the way.
What?
You have not said that you lost until today.
Oh, we did lose. Yeah, we lost.
So understand the people saying, wait, what do you mean?
Molly from Woburn. Good morning, Molly.
So that's one vote for no pie.
Okay. Keeping track. Hello? That was a vote for you to get the pie.
She hung up. She doesn't get a vote.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
I can't keep up with both of you.
Jamie from Drakeit. What do you think?
Dan should definitely get the pie.
Really?
You win as a team, you lose as a team. 100%.
Yep. Wow.
Do we go behind each other's backs as a team?
It's for the kids. You lost in the toys. Regardless of the money, you lost.
We already got the toys for the kids. The pie has nothing to do with the kids.
But we lost the bet with Kennedy, Dan. That's what I believe she's saying. We lost the bet. Jackie from Holliston, what say you?
No pie. Carson, you're laying it on way too thick.
Nah.
Why do you say no pie?
Carson, never.
Because Carson's the one that did what he did. He didn't tell Dan what was going on.
But regardless of all that, we lost.
You gotta take the punches.
Even if I tried to work the system, I'm going to take the pie. Don't you worry.
No, but you're taking two because of your punishment.
Dan?
Talk to Sal.
Dan, you do what you think is right, Dan.
Oh, I hate that you did that again.
You do what you think is right.
Don't listen to him.
D is from Plymouth. Good morning, D. We've lost a lot of people.
D,
are you there?
Yeah. What is going on with the phone line?
I have no idea. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Yeah, hi. This is Andrew.
What do you think?
I'll cast my vote.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Dan needs to take the pie in the face because that the rules were they're a team and they lost.
Yeah, Dan, the rules.
Yeah, you're a stickler for the rules, Carson.
Everybody knows I'm a rules guy. Everybody knows this about me.
I don't know how Lana does this.
Good morning, Mix 104.1. Who's this? Hello? I don't know what is going on. There's so many people that are calling in. The phone lines are all jacked up this morning. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
This is B-Side.
Hey, B-Side. What do you think?
Okay. So as a townie of North Shore in Gloucester, when it comes to, like, you know, being in trouble, we're the first to be like, he did it. So Dan does not get the pie.
What kind of logic is that?
North Shore logic from someone who actually lives there. That's what.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Thank you, B-Side. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Ken from Rockland.
Hey, buddy.
Ken from Rockland. What do you say?
You know, I don't want to sound like I'm throwing Dan under the bus, but, you know, this is kind of a ride or die situation with you and him.
Yes, that's
and
right.
You might have pulled a shenanigan, but you guys were team, so he's got to take the pie.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, Dan, right now I'm keeping track of the people we have actually spoken to on the phone, and it is 3-3.
Okay.
Next phone call decides it. I'll just grab somebody random.
Random. Do it.
All right. Here we go. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Jalen.
No.
Good morning, Jalen.
Yes. No, no.
How are you, dear?
Hi. No. Wait.
You said next call gets
no
it.
Way.
Wait.
No.
Everyone time out.
No.
What is happening? Why is everyone freaking out? Who is Jalen?
She's a friend of the family.
Jalen, do you want
to? I'm not going to say. It's not my business.
Jalen, how do we know you?
I don't know.
Well,
friend of the family. We'll
Jalen is a friend of my family, a close friend of my family,
which makes her a friend of my family because I don't have any here.
Specifically, a close friend of my son.
Yeah.
And she gets last vote.
Who happened Jaylen. To come by South Shore Plaza on Sunday to deliver toys? I got to meet the whole family. It was.
I
wonderful.
Was at Jalen's house on Friday night. As a matter of fact. Jalen. Do you think Dan should take the pie to the face along with me?
Or do you think Carson should have
I
both?
I think Dan should get it.
Oh.
I think Dan should get it too.
Oh, I really thought
Babe,
it was going
was
the other way.
I was with you until just then.
Why do you think that?
Because I think that you guys like did it together, so you guys should both get it.
Mm. I think she just wants to make
that
the
is
holidays
smart,
easier at the
smart
Taker
young
house
lady
is what
right
I think.
There,
yeah,
Jalen.
She's just sucking up.
That's it. No offense, Jalen. You do what you got to do, sis. I get it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jalen. Thank you, Jen.
Did you set that up?
You know I took that call live.
That happened for real?
You can
that
take it live crazy. All day, but you could have called her in advance and had her on hold. I don't
what
know what
kind
to do
of shenanigans do you think I get into
Carson's
over here?
Carson's friend of the family gets the last vote on
that is crazy.
Mm.
All right,
let's go.
More shenanigans.
Please leave the studio.
Sure.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.